Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante. It's quarter number two, which means it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating the return of the fans, Mark is having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. You purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one for free. Yep, that's right. It's a two-for-one deal. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com, or better yet, call Mark directly at 800-519-8467. Ross, y'all ready to do some scouting for us?
I am.
Fantastic. We're continuing our series that we started last week with your scouting reports on the class of 21. You give us your scouting report, and you give us a ranking for each player. As a reminder to our listeners, you do the ranking solely on the basis of their film. You're not looking out for their stars or anything like that. A week ago, just as a reminder, we did cornerbacks. Jeffrey Davis had a 7.0 ranking. Zaki Wheatley had a 7.9, and Kalen King, who really impressed us during the spring, he got an 8.5. Ross, speaking of Kalen King, let's start at linebacker with his brother, Kobe King. He's a three-star, also, of course, out of Michigan. 6'1", 243. What did you see on his film?
Yeah, so a couple general things, Jim. First of all, it's pretty crazy. We're actually doing this by position group. So today is like the linebackers, and all three of them are from Michigan. You know, Kobe King, Jamari Budden, and Jalen Reed, all from Michigan, which I just think is interesting, which also, by the way, is very helpful for us because Michigan must have played a full season or close to it, because these guys all had senior video and they all had a lot of senior video. So whereas last week, Jeffrey Davis didn't have any senior video and Zaki Wheatley only had two games, we have a good sample size for all three of these guys, which is good. The other thing is, I think it's really important to note, people get better or worse, Jim. Maybe that's the wrong way to phrase it. People get better while others stay the same.
And wasn't it Joe Paterno who said, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse? Somebody
probably
said that.
And that is the case with these guys. I mean, one of these guys I thought got a lot better, and one of these guys I thought stayed the same. And I think that it was notable in watching their video. The guy that I thought got a lot better was Kobe King. I was not overly impressed with his junior video. I might even have said to you, Jim, that I thought they had offered Kobe King primarily to get his brother, Kalen King, the corner. You know, I didn't think Kobe King was very impressive as a junior, and I certainly thought there were other junior linebackers in the country, even in Pennsylvania, that I was aware of, that were better prospects than Kobe King. However, watching his senior video, he really took a big step forward. A big step forward. I mean, first of all, he's got really good eyes, instincts, and sort of a natural feel for the position. You know, he did a really good job of identifying what was happening, which is so critical to that position. You see these guys, they can be big, fast, run and hit. But if you don't have a good feel for blocking schemes, or you don't do the prep during the week to know what to expect, you're going to be behind and you're going to have issues. But he really reads schemes, especially like screens, very well. I mean, he ate up a bunch of screens. Now, maybe he was man-to-man on that back. And if he was, that's great. That means he's disciplined and he works his responsibilities. If he was not man-to-man, if he was in zone and identified it, that's awesome as well. So really liked his discipline, his instincts. he showed an excellent burst. You know, his 5-yard burst, his 10-yard closing burst. I was really impressed with what I saw from him when he was, you know, when he identified what he was going to do, bam. I mean, he had that 5 to 10 yard acceleration through the ball carrier that you're looking for. And he even showed, I thought, Jim, more speed, more agility than I had seen previously. They put him at running back at times. And I wouldn't go so far as to say he's dynamic, but, you know, he did a nice job. He showed us some speed, some agility in the open field as a running back. And the other thing I really liked about him was he did a really good job of keeping his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage so that you're always in position to go either way, fighting off blocks. You know, he was able to get off of blocks, engage, disengage. He's a physical tackler. And it's funny because the one question mark I had about him was size, because he didn't look overly big out there. He's listed at 6'1", 243. I don't know where Penn State has him. That's what I saw on 24/7 or whatever. But he's listed, 243 is a thick dude. I mean, 6'1", 243, that is a nice size guy. I would project him as a middle linebacker, as a Mike backer, and I think he made pretty much as big of a leap between junior and senior year as any guy I can remember since we've been doing this.
Just as a confirmation on size, Penn State has him listed as 6'1", 236, so pretty close.
6'1", 236, that's great.
Yeah, and just as an aside, though, are you fascinated by the fact that his brother is 5'11", 187, and he's 6'1", 243? How does that happen?
You know, that happens with twin brothers sometimes. You've seen the movie Twins, right? Kobe got more of the egg than Kalen did.
Obviously, but... And you did answer my question. I was going to ask if I assumed at that way he was looking at middle linebacker. Let's look at the other linebacker from this week, and that's Jamari Bowden. He's a 3-star. He's listed at 6'2", 223. And as you mentioned, all of these guys today are from Michigan. He also is from Michigan.
Right. I got to be honest with you. I remember him, but not as much as I remembered Kobe King and Jalen Reed when we broke down those guys. So some of these guys we talked about on the show after they committed, you know, as juniors or over the summer. Some of them we didn't. I don't remember. I don't know. I think we did Jamari Bowden because I remember him being on the edge of the line of scrimmage, I think. By the way, I gave Kobe King a 7.9. I forgot to mention that. Kobe King a 7.9. So for Jamari Bowden, versatile. You know, he's got a little bit more length to him. I guess he's 6'2", 223. So he's got a little bit more length, a little bit bigger frame. He's very versatile. So he plays both off the ball and on the end of the line of scrimmage. So he does both those things for, you know, for his high school. Again, really good instincts. Really good. Like, he has a terrific, whether he's on the end of the line of scrimmage or he's playing off the ball, and I was happy to see him do that because that's what he'll do at Penn State. He showed really nice instincts and acceleration. He's got a good burst as well. The thing that's interesting about Jamari is, he uses his hands really well. I would say he's advanced using his hands, whether that's to get off of blockers. You know, you want to use your hands to shed a blocker, right? You want to lock them out and then throw them off of you, as well as a pass rusher. You know, like he'll rush around the edge as a pass rusher, and he'll throw moves. I mean, he's got good hands. Like he knows how to how to pass rush and use his hands. He's a physical hitter. He's got good, but I would say not great, speed and agility. You know, he's not elite in those areas, but they're good. My question for him is more one of position, because he is on the end of the line of scrimmage so much. He'll be an off-the-ball backer. My guess is he'll be a Sam backer, but we'll have to see how that unfolds. He might be a Will in Penn State scheme. I gave him a 7.8.
That's not too bad. So we got a 7.9 for Kobe King, a 7.8 for Jamari Bowden. Now let's go with the one safety in our list. That's Jalen Reed. He was listed as a 4-star, 6 foot, 213 pounds, out of Detroit. And you mentioned when we started this segment, someone got better, someone got worse. Since you mentioned Kobe King got better, you didn't mention that with Jamari Bowden. I'm guessing you had an issue with Jalen Reed and how he played on his senior tape.
Well, I remember loving Jalen Reed's junior tape. I love Jalen Reed's junior tape, and I think I rated him pretty highly then. He's an excellent blitzer, and they use him in that way a lot. He's a knockdown tackler. He's got really good change of direction, which is important, and his instincts are really good as well. All three of these guys had good instincts. He was just okay in coverage, really at best. Doesn't have great size, and I would also say doesn't have great speed. You know, I thought his speed was okay. I thought his size was okay, and I'm not really sure what position he's going to play. I don't think he's good, fast enough or good enough in coverage to play safety, unless he's a box safety. But even then, they do such a good job of getting these guys isolated in space. I think he's probably going to have to bulk up and play linebacker. I just didn't see the agility or the coverage or speed I needed to see to think that he would play safety for Penn State.
He might just fall into that infamous tweener role. Maybe not fast enough to be the safety or big enough to play linebacker. We've seen that happen before at Penn State. Ross, did you give a score for Jalen Reed?
7.4.
All right, good deal. That is it for Tucker's Tape. Stick around in quarter number 3. It's your questions when we ask Ross. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A 2-for-1 deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.